Danny Clyde-Modisette, clearly you're a wildly talented author, performer, and producer of your own story performing series. Why would you do mine?
Well, first of all, because I love you. Second of all, I got to get out of L.A. Give me a break. Third of all, I had the most amazing experience the last time. I love that red room, and I love the people. I thought everybody was just so receptive and happy to be entertained, and there's a lack of cynicism that I found there that I can't wait to come back.
That, you know what? Thank you, Danny.
Sure.
And it's interesting that point, you know, Danny and I, we've done a series that inspired Lit Lounge together in L.A. called Sit and Spin, produced by Maggie Rowe and Jill Soloway. And the point is that there are lots of storytelling and performing series in L.A. that have been going on for years and years and years. And so Danny making the point of our audiences being receptive and generative and not cynical is totally true. And so it's really fun for me as a producer to bring in people that are celebrated, because we've all played clubs and theaters where there's like three people and two are asleep and one hates it, you know? So,
yeah,
thanks for saying that.
Well, it was just really striking to me. And also, I think the community, because it's based out of a museum, like, it's inherently an audience that appreciates all kinds of art, you know, performing art, fine art. It's really special. You know, what you do is mm-hmm. similar to Sit and Spin, and what I did and what a lot of these storytelling shows is that you're actually hearing the person who experienced the story. Mm-hmm. And so that's what makes it even more exciting, because you're not hearing an actor read Henry Miller, which would be lovely, but not the same as, like, you're sitting there hearing me tell the story of X that I'm not going to reveal now because you got to come out and hear it.
Whoa, nice lead. That was great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And Danny Clyde-Modisette, I know that you have a book coming out.
Yes.
That has to do with relationships. What are you doing?
What am I doing? So my whole thing is humor and family life. That's what I'm committed to, like the importance of laughter in relationships, in those relationships that you can't get out of. But the whole idea is to find as much laughter and humor in these relationships as you can, because they're really challenging to sustain. So I find that when we can all find ways to laugh and lighten up a little, you know, they have a better chance of surviving in a positive way. And so that's what the next book is specifically focused on, marriage. It's called Take My Spouse, Please: How the Rules of Comedy Will Help Keep Your Marriage Happy, Healthy, and Thriving.
The day after the big Most of Lit Lounge on the 26th, the 27th, you've decided to wake up early and teach a workshop from 12 to 2.
This is great for anyone who's, two things, ever been told you're funny, you should write that down, or who has an idea or a story that they'd like to tell that's personal, and to really learn pretty quickly how to shape a story. So give it a beginning, middle, end, make sure it has a strong point of view, and that you're writing authentically, not writing in your idea of how you think a writer should write. Those would be the really important points that we're going to hit on in that 2 hours.
So one of the things that I do at for Lit Lounge is I make it really, it's really important to me that people who are based in Arizona are performing alongside of people who are nationally, internationally recognized, who may be New York Times bestselling authors, as in the case of Annabelle Gurwitch. And then we have Kim Porter, who's based in Arizona, who hasn't necessarily received those national or international accolades, but is just as talented as a writer and performer. Does that feel different than some other story series that you've been a part of?
I actually really value that you do that, because I think it's really important in any community that the storytelling reflect the community. So it can't, in order for it to be satisfying for the audience, it can't just be like, well, when I was in Egypt, you know, that is not going to be as interesting for any given live audience as somebody who knows you and is of you and is revealing the highs, lows, good, bad, ugly of your very experience. That's what is worth the price of admission.
All right, Danny Clyde-Modisette, I heart you, and I will see you very, very, very soon.
Yes, you will. Thank you.